The endangered Tasmanian devil may be hard to spot in the wild, but it's a different story on Maria Island, where the devils are stealing bushwalkers' boots. The native animals have been sent to Maria to protect them from the facial tumour disease that's spreading across mainland Tasmania. And here, they're thriving, as Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The Tasmanian devils have been on Maria Island for a year now. They're breeding and some are interacting with the tourists. The owner of the Maria Island Walk, Ian Johnston, says devils are stealing his guests' boots.
In one case, they left one of their sleeping cabins open and it went into the sleeping cabin and helped itself, dragged the boot away. We've never found it. So the poor old guest had to do the remaining 4 days of the walk with a pair of Crocs on. The other boot was disappeared was in Darlington, which is an old convict settlement. The devil pinched the boot and tried to drag it away, but only got as far as the wire fence. And the boot got stuck up in the wire fence and then it all got too hard. It slobbered all over the boot and then made a couple of chew marks and then the devil disappeared and left the boot stuck in the fence.
The manager of the Save the Devil program, David Pemberton, says the devils have had 20 babies on the island and they might be looking for material for their dens.
Devils, in all circumstances out in the wild, do interact with humans like this. They're always fascinated by things such as boots to chew on, but also material to make dens with. So they take things like towels and cushions and pillows and things off verandas.
There are now almost 50 Tasmanian devils living on Maria Island. Some of the captive bred animals were held in small pens, while others lived in free-range enclosures before they were set free on Maria.
There was a short-term difference in that the more intensively managed animals lost body weight at a higher rate than others, but I must add they all picked up after that. The more intensively managed animals also approached people, but I might add only on three occasions I know of. They also approached the cameras we use to monitor with more often where there are feed stations. So there were subtle differences, but all these disappeared after a few months and all devils reverted to wild behaviours in probably as well as we could ever imagine.
Do you think that this will change the way devils are housed around the country then, with the 600 devils that are in wildlife parks and zoos on mainland Australia and Tasmania?
It's early days for those sort of decisions, but I think we are heading towards a method where we have animals raised in intensive facilities on the mainland. They'll come back to Tassie, probably into things like the free-range enclosures where they'll would get a period of rewilding and living as a social mob and getting to know each other and then onto Maria or other areas.
David Pemberton says the Maria Island relocation has been so successful, a similar release is planned for the Tasman Peninsula.
We're looking at Forestier and Tasman and we've done a lot of groundwork there and we're hoping to be ready to reintroduce animals there in 2015. That's a bit early to pick the exact date because it all depends on how confident we are that we've got disease off those two peninsulas. That's the critical aspect. Once we've made that decision, then we can plan the reintroduction.
Meanwhile, Ian Johnstone is adapting to having devils on Maria Island. He's building what he calls a clothesline for boots, and it's designed to keep the footwear out of the devil's reach.
We're coming up with an ingenious way of hanging our boots up from online, so they're out of reach of the devils. The baby devils can climb trees, but the adult devils can't. So we're going to have like a clothesline for boots, and it's going to be Australia's first Tasmanian devil-free clothesline for boots.
And that's the owner of the Maria Island Walk, Ian Johnston, ending Felicity Ogilvie's report.